Hi everyone, it's Matthew. I'm joined by Jake.
Hi, so wonderful though you be here.
This is the first episode of our new podcast, Lights, Camera, News. We're going to be talking about different entertainment stories of the past weekish. I don't really have an exact day of when we're going to do this, but it's like every weekish. And yeah, Jake, you ready to dive in?
I am.
All right, so our first topic is the box office. Thunderbolts managed to stay number one at the box office with $32 million. What do you
32.
think about Thunderbolts?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I've heard really good reviews, which is surprising for how badly the Marvels have been doing. But
Apparently, they're focusing on quality, not quantity.
good. Stop pumping out trash and just try to make a good story.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. Hopefully, they can keep it up. I'm excited for Fantastic Four, especially the fact they're going with like 60s vibe with it.
There's nothing wrong with the 60s.
I just think that's a cool way of doing a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah. If all the Marvel, it makes me think of X-Men 1 and 2 and 3 in terms of quality.
Yeah. Now, do I think it could get Best Picture at the Oscars? Absolutely not. But I wouldn't be surprised if you saw it through a few tech categories, like production design and maybe costumes.
Maybe.
All those things superhero movies deserve more credit in the costume department at the Oscars.
Some of the best costumes have been action films, comedy films, genre films. I think it's about kind of time.
Yeah. All right, number two is Sinners, which has been the biggest movie surprise of the year so far. We're another 22 million.
Incredible. It has been such a good couple years for horror and thrillers, and it's about damn time between The Substance route and then now Sinners. It's like horror is finally starting to get kind of taken seriously.
Yeah,
If you think,
horse is definitely making a comeback.
I'm not since I mean when you think back to what Vincent Price and Christopher Lee fought to achieve, then it only took 50 years for the industry to kind of be like, "Eh, we've been sleeping on this genre." Yes, you have.
Exactly.
Where was Vincent Price's Oscar for Theater of Blood? That's what I want to know. horror films have a, to quote Demi Moore, there is a profundity of what they can provide. And Sinners, I've not been, had the privilege to go because I'm working every single day, but it looks incredible. And it is such a joy to see.
I've seen Sinners. It's excellent.
Good.
It could get the Oscar conversation, but it's still April. Well, May now, but
Well, look at Everything Everywhere All at Once. It premiered in April of long time ago, because I can't remember the year. And it swept the Oscars 6 to 12 months later. It's incredible what these early starts can do. Look at The Substance. It premiered so early at Cannes, and then Demi Moore and the film got rave after rave. So I think it could be another horror film that could.
I hope so. Number three, the Minecraft movie. It is 100 million away to reach the $1 billion box office club.
which is absolutely insane.
It has made $873 million worldwide.
Thanks to TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. It earned $13.7 million last week.
Jesus.
We're not going to cover all the movies at the box office, but the interesting story ones we're going to talk about. I just want to state that.
Let's also kind of mention that Bleecker Street once again has failed with The Wedding Bank.
Wow, really? Oh.
Gee, aren't we surprised that it only made 100,000?
The surprised look on my face.
Bleecker Street is awful at promoting its movies.
Basically, if your movie becomes a Bleecker Street movie, you could just expect it to flop.
Not your fault. Blame Bleecker Street. Sue them.
Yeah. All right. Last movie I want to talk about in the box office, then we'll move on, is Clown in a Cornfield from IFC Films. Believe it or not, it's earned $3.6
million. I mean, horror films are having an amazing couple of years, and it's about time.
It's kind of interesting, though, the movie from, let's be honest here, a very small independent company made $3 million this week, especially with Thunderbolts, Sinners, and Minecraft still there.
I think it's about time that independent film makes a comeback. Not on Nora, but other independent movies.
But yeah, I do think we're in the golden age of independent films in general.
Maybe it's the year that that's why anyone who is listening and who is just counting Jessica Lange and Long Day's Journey into Night, watch out. Because it is the era of independent filmmaking. Independent films can do it. They can make it past. I think it's important. I think it's needed. I think we've had enough of all this blockbuster
look
nonsense.
We're Jessica Lange. I just need confirmation the damn movie's coming out first.
I heard it's coming out in Ireland first, which, viva Ireland, whatever. Like, congratulations to Ireland, but hurry up. It's been 3 years.
That's what I mean. Like, that's why no one's predicted it for the Oscars, because we just don't know if it's even coming out this year.
She'll get an Oscar when it comes.
Which, in my opinion, is more than a fair assumption to think.
I mean, it obviously is going to happen. I mean, blush independent film. I mean, Katharine Hepburn got the first nomination for playing Mary Tyrone. Thankfully, she didn't win. But,
yeah.
But, I mean, I think independent films have to be taken into account now. I mean, last year, if you and I had been sitting here, we would not have predicted The Substance to cross the 200 million mark. We would have predicted. I mean, we would have just went, it's a body horror film. Horror films are not taken seriously. And then it's an independent film shot by a French director. No chance in hell.
Exactly.
And now, a year later, we're sitting here discussing Sinners and how it's almost to... it's very, very close to making a huge amount of money. And Minecraft might be independent. I'm not sure.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, then damn, I guess not. But...
Next week, the next Final Destination movie is coming out. So yet another horror film.
And it could do really well.
And the weekend's film, Hurry Up Tomorrow, comes out this week too.
That may do very well.
I'm not expecting high hopes for it because the movie is kept from most critics until Wednesday. For the record, I'm not sure when this is coming out, but we filmed this on Tuesday, for the record. Tuesday, May 13th, for the record. But yeah, when it's kept from critics, that's usually not a good sign.
No, I remember that Gladiator 2 had a huge embargo that lasted until the day it came out. And then when we saw it, it was up in the 90s for one single second, and
Yep.
Set down straight into the 60s where it belongs, quite frankly. Those monkeys are digging that dirt.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to move on from the box office to the Golden Globes.
Favorite Globes.
It really is. Because I feel like I love the comedy-drama split. I really do. And I feel like it just adds something different to awards season.
Come on, Oscars. Implement that change. We'll have best actress in a comedy, best actress in a drama. That'll be everyone can go home happy.
Yeah. But let's talk about their wonderful new award edition.
Best podcast.
Originally, I was like, okay, they're going to add back Best Documentary again. They had it in the 80s, Best Documentary. So I was like, okay, when I heard they're going to announce a new category, I'm like, okay, they're bringing that back. I just have a feeling. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Best podcast.
Maybe we'll be nominated.
Imagine.
That's what my friend jokingly says. He's like, hey, you guys are probably going to get nominated now.
I'm going to shove anyone who beats us at the Golden Globes. I'm a gracious loser. I've lost an acting competition once before. I can do it again.
But what do you think about this edition?
I mean, podcasts are incredible. I mean, I have several that I would love to see. I mean, there's Mark Commode, who I think has done a brilliant podcast for so many years. I mean, and they've never really got the recognition. And then there's so many stars that have been overlooked. Hell, Adam Carter, who could do podcasts and finally get a Golden Globe. I mean, I think it's a great gateway globe. I think it'd be easy to do.
Yeah, I didn't think they would ever do this like in a billion years, and I don't think anyone thought that they would. But I think it could be good.
It could be good. I mean, there's several actors who I'd really want to do. I will want them to do like podcasts on this. Like, Dame Judi Dench, come on. Joanna Lumley, come on. I mean, there's so many actors who have been overlooked by the Globes. And I think this is a great idea. I do have some reservations with Joe Rogan, but.
Yeah.
I really have no problem with that. I mean, it's better than box office achievement.
Anything would be better than box office achievement.
I mean, I can't really think of any podcasts that are going to get nominated because.
My question is, are they going to do interview podcasts? Are they going to do dramatic podcasts? Like, or is it going to be like a combination of all different types? Like, that's my big question right now.
I think it would be smart to do all.
I think that's probably what they're going to do.
Well, and also, the Globes are not known for their smartness, so they're not going to... I mean, they did design a box office achievement.
No, you're right. You're 1,000% right.
Only so they could give Barbie something when it went home with nothing, which was so funny to watch. She got nothing. That song.
I really hope they get rid of that category. I really do.
The Globe was just there for Wicked. I mean, what's next? I mean, that means either Minecraft or Sinners will be a Golden Globe winner.
My guess is Wicked's good.
Depending how well it is reviewed, because the second half of Wicked is the worst part of Wicked. Anyone who has seen the stage plays will tell you that. It's awful.
We'll see.
I'm not placing any bets, but
I do have Wicked for 5 Golden Globes. 6 actually, which seems too much, but because I have it for Grande, Arrivo, Box Office, Picture, and then the 2 songs that they added. So
I just don't think people are trying to predict them to sweep the acting races next year. No. That's not happening.
I don't think they get out of the Oscars, but at the Globes, when categories are split and with 6 slots, yeah.
The Academy does not do sequels as much as they want them to.
I have
they do it.
I have a prediction that Grande will get everything and then miss the Oscar nomination.
Oh, you're evil. Actually, I will take that back. They have done a sequel once or twice. The last time I can thoroughly think of them doing a sequel was the Godfather films. And then there was Lion and Winter because Peter O'Toole got two Oscar nominations for playing the same character.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe Ariana Grande can smooch in. I really don't think Cynthia is going to have an easier
time. Oh, God. No, no, no. I think you and I are going to have to do Golden Globe predictions soon. I think that's what that means.
I got to keep hold of my title of most frequent guest.
Yeah, so we'll definitely talk about doing that sometime. All right, we're going to shift gears to television now. Today was the release of the new Kim Kardashian show, All's Fair. The cast in it is insane. Kim Kardashian, Glenn Close, Sarah Paulson, Naomi Watts, and Niecy Nash and Teyana Taylor.
I mean, can we classify it as a proper show with Kim Kardashian in the credits?
It's a legal drama series.
A drama series? Oh. Sure, we'll go with that.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger here.
I have zero faith in this show. I don't care if it's Glenn Close. I don't care if it's Sarah Paulson. I just do not see it making... I mean, the trailer made it look horrible. And the acting from Miss Who Shall Not Be Named was still good.
First off, it's a Ryan Murphy series, which makes sense now you think about it.
Once he picks his head, he sticks with her.
I think... And this was, I know we're going back to the Golden Globes, but I don't care. It's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. I think if this was old Globes, they definitely would have nominated Kim Kardashian in 2 seconds.
I mean, they didn't last year with American Horror Story. I mean,
they did not there. Yeah, they didn't, so.
I mean, the problem is she doesn't have the same pedigree when it comes to acting. They're not going to want to reward her as frequently. Lady Gaga was kind of already kind of beloved. She's already kind of Golden Globe nominee, so they just went, we're going to spread the wealth. And then she won, which is still very mind-boggling. Because I've rewatched that season over and over. She's good, but Golden Globe winning.
Queen Latifah should have won that damn Golden Globe. I will fight to the death on that.
I mean, I'm happy for Gaga. I love Lady Gaga, but it's, I mean, the problem with Ryan Murphy, and I have many problems with the man. I mean, he bullied Kathy Bates because she forgot him to mention him during her Emmy speech. He picks a certain person and then forces them into show after he did this with Jessica Lange. Lady Gaga was sort of coming out, and she had a fight with the producer on the set of the other one, so they kind of stopped having her. And then now it's Kim Kardashian. Oh, and then it was Emma
Roberts.
Mm-hmm. She kind of was pushed in everything, and now it's Kim Kardashian of all people, which is very strange to say with a straight face, because I can't do anything straight. But
hopefully we don't have to come back in 6 months and say Golden Globe nominee Kim Kardashian.
I hope it flops. I know it's a terrible thing to wish, but I don't want to have to deal with that. If she gets an Emmy, we're all in trouble.
I don't think she would get an Emmy, but a Golden Globe nomination to me isn't that far-fetched, if you know what I mean.
If it gets good reviews.
Well, has that stopped the Golden Globes before?
No, because some of their offerings have been atrocious.
Okay, that's what I thought then. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this show does. Hulu does have a good lineup. The Chad Powers show with Glenn Powell looks good. But we'll see what happens with them.
Oh, and another news, guess who completed her sweep? It's Jessica
Dunning, yes.
For Baby Reindeer.
I believe it's the first major sweep ever, because not many people who do all that go on to win the BAFTA, too.
No, because Helen Mirren would have been the first, but she wasn't nominated for the BAFTA for Best Actress for Elizabeth first. Kate Winslet came close, but she wasn't nominated either. So Jessica Gunning technically is probably one of the first to complete a nationwide sweep.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And it's deserved. And now she's signed with UCLA. And
we're definitely going to see her again. I'm like confident in that.
I think she's going to win the Oscar at some point.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, she's hot stuff right now. Her next film is with Ian McKellen.
Oh, yeah, she's good. Now, let's talk about Emmys real quick. They are coming up soon. Nomination submissions end the 31st.
Come on,
Adolescence. Which
I do not care about any other show this year, but Adolescence. That's my ride or die.
I think it's going to do well nomination-wise. The question is, are they going to overdo it? That's the million-dollar question.
Please.
Because we saw with Baby Reindeer, like that random supporting actor nomination, which I still don't understand.
I mean, he was amazing in his small part.
I think that's the one thing I don't like about the Emmys, is that if they like a show, they'll nominate everyone from it as they possibly could. Remember The White Lotus, how they nominate 9 supporting nominees?
Yeah. And I'm not the White Lotus' hugest fan on the best day. So for me, it was very kind of strange. But, yeah.
I mean, that's
the price we pay to be part of the Television Academy, I guess.
Yeah, I liked season 2, but I don't think I would have done 9 nominees in supporting. But besides Adolescence, is there anything you hope for might get nominated?
I would say Mr. Bates versus The Postman. And I would love Gary Oldman to finally win an Emmy for Best Actor for Slow Horses.
Yeah, I definitely think he's going to get nominated again for sure. But
Blanchett, for her disclaimer, I think also qualifies.
Limited Actress is dead, so there's no way Cate Blanchett will miss. That's for sure. I think the one thing I'm curious about is drama actress. Like, that's another category that's, like, dead. So I'm curious to see what they nominate.
I mean, the show Gun is over.
Yep.
I can't think of any, like, I guess The Last of Us.
Yeah.
That doesn't look very good to me. So whatever they try to do with that.
Go
on
my head. Yeah, well, yeah. The Last of Us will definitely get in for sure. And yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. People think Severance has it in the bag in drama. Like, why I think it can win, I wouldn't say it's locked up for it. Like, people are forgetting the love they have for White Lotus. The Last of Us is having its best season yet. Like, I would not call it a done deal yet, but we'll see. And of course, The Pit. Can't forget about The Pit.
I think supporting actor is pretty much gone. I think it's going to go to the boy from Adolescent.
In supporting actor limited? Yeah, that's done.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to be willing to hand it to you?
I think so.
look out for screenplays because they really love their Brits when it comes to scripts.
That is very true. But yeah, with Adolescence, I think they'll nominate it. I'm not worried. I mean, give the win to Ellen Cooper. I'm not worried about that. But yeah, my last topic I want to talk about is the rise of procedural dramas. So like the doc, the cop shows.
I do and I don't
love them. But yeah, they're starting to make a huge comeback. Like a lot of procedural dramas are coming back now.
SVU has and entered its like what number season, like 25th, 30th?
It's 27.
It feels like 100.
But yeah, like even streaming services are getting in on the procedural drama game. Like The Pitt, which is going to be nominated at the Emmys, that I'm sure of. And even Netflix has their own doctor show. I can't tell you the name of it because I don't remember, but it's like, is this the trend we're going to keep seeing for television? Are we past the golden age of television now?
I think so. I mean, I think we're just, it's kind of slowing down. I think we're just going to have to wait for the British to bring back good TV. Because what they're making in England is 100 times better than what Hollywood is coming up with. Baby Reindeer, Adolescent, Mr. Bates versus the Postman. Skins way back in 2009 is even better than anything I've seen.
Yeah. Like, I think we're still good on comedies. Like, I think comedies are having their strongest years. Like, Hacks, Abbott Elementary, The Studio, Shrinking, like. But I think in terms of drama TV, I think we're done pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any chances of drama series coming out of the U.S. right now that are going to be, like, huge. I just don't see anything.
I'm not saying procedural dramas are bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, though, I feel like we're getting to the point in which that's what we're only going to keep seeing now.
And it's really kind of... I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, you want to see some other things that are incredible and... It's just not going to happen for a while. I think we are on the final gasps of creativity. That isn't the White Lotus or The Last of Us.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is the last procedural drama to be nominated was Grey's Anatomy. At the Emmys, and now it's starting to make a comeback again.
Not Grey's Anatomy.
You act surprised.
I'm so surprised. Not really, but.
But yeah, I hope we get more creativity soon, but I feel like drama wise, we're pretty much at our level.
I mean. Yeah, I just can't think of anything that I've seen that has, like, wowed me.
Well, we'll do a special Emmy podcast. We will. Is there any other topics you want to mention before we wrap up?
I mean, congratulations to industry for winning Best Actress at the BAFTA, Marisa. I've heard it's a wonderful show, so I'm going to spend the rest of my day catching up on it, trying to see what all the fuss is about. But I think I can't think of anything.
I think we are good.
Okay.
Thank you so much for watching. Comment down below what do you think about what we talked about. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.